Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
From humble beginnings more than 85 years ago, Mueller Incorporated has grown to become the leading manufacturer of steel buildings and residential metal roofing in the Southwest. Our company is still headquartered in Ballinger, the small West Texas town where it was founded, but we've grown to more than 30 locations. What has been the key factor in that growth? Innovation. At Mueller, innovation requires thinking outside the metal box. We always strive to be better than we were yesterday. By doing that, we've uncovered new technology and have discovered that strength doesn't come from what you can do, it comes from what you once thought was impossible. From simple barns to highly complex commercial projects, a Mueller structure is manufactured with longevity, durability, and customer satisfaction in mind. You can rest assured that your Mueller metal roof or steel building will withstand the test of time. Here at Mueller, we're making it better, we're making it stronger, and we're making it right here in America. Give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER to get started on your Mueller project today.
Today's cattle futures market brought quite a bit of volatility back into play here. We were down at the end of the day, down 25 to $1.20 after being over $3 lower about an hour before the close, but it did come all the way back in the feeder cattle. Live cattle were less fortunate. They closed under quite a bit of pressure, $1 to $1.60 lower, with August about 90 off their lows. August low today was 104.30 and closed at 105.20. But again, the market did come back after being quite a bit weaker. Looks like there was some 114 trade in Nebraska about midday here today. So that was kind of neutral with last week. The box beef at midday was up a penny on choice at 222.40. Select was down 82 cents at 207.43. Technically speaking, it looks like we are going to go hold the previous contract lows back from the first part of June. So that might give the bull camp a little bit of a bullish argument there, a little bit of support. Now, the hogs, on the other hand, were mixed here. We had July hogs up 5 at 84.42. The August down 37 at 82.60. And then December out there at the end of the year down to 107 at 75.35. So, again, quite a bit of volatility here with big, wide $4 ranges here on the cattle market.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Today's grain market really was kind of some follow-through buying from yesterday. Surprisingly here today, the beans were the leader up 19 cents. On yesterday's USDA report, it was left largely unchanged for beans with similar acres and yield compared to previous reports. But it was up in the leader today. Ideas that on the July report next month, they will make significant changes there. There's also some weather patterns here that look like that we'll continue to delay the bean plantings going forward. Then you get into some yield issues there. So that had beans higher. Corn was only 2 cents higher after a significant cut yesterday. They cut about 3 million acres and 10 bushels an acre off of the total production, which put production about 13.8 billion bushels. We use about 14.8 billion, so quite a bit lower than we use in 1 year we're going to produce. So that's bullish. And then Chicago wheat up 8 to 9, Kansas City wheat up about 5. Today's cotton was up 80 to 90 cents, which put December at 65.88. Outside markets here, we have the Dow Jones down about 40. Currently, crude oil down about $2.20. Still a lot of talk of the U.S.-China trade war and what will happen at the G20 summit later this month. Ideas that President Trump and Xi may or may not meet. We don't really know, but there's a lot going on that front. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.